This is Long-Term Care Connections for October 22, 2025, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. CMS has issued updated survey guidance to states in light of the ongoing federal shutdown. In a QSO memo detailing its contingency plans for operations during the shutdown, CMS established that the survey activities, which are not allowed throughout the shutdown, are not legally authorized to be performed. Additionally, the memo issues guidance on revisits to prevent denial of payment for new admissions, certain revisit surveys and complaint investigations, and more. Please visit this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org for a summary of the updates, as well as a link to read the full memo, and reach out to Elena Madrid at WACA.org with any questions. Assisted living memory care certification requirements in Washington continue to move forward. The WACA team, including Vicky McNeely, Elena Madrid, and Karma Maddie Jackson, have all been actively engaged with DSHS and Senator Tina Orwell, who sponsored the legislation to create these requirements. Regulations are being drafted to establish new certification and operating standards for assisted living facilities that provide memory care services, whether in a standalone memory care community or in a dedicated memory care wing or unit. The provider application for certification is under development. There are still a few areas of concern to be addressed, including staffing notices and the timeline for implementation. There is no proposed language yet related to the timeline on enforcement actions that may disqualify a provider from certification. We will continue to provide updates. Please contact Vicky McNeely for more information. There are three new Dear Provider letters available to read on this week's issue of LTC Connections Online. The first regards the timely, impartial, and accurate admission decision-making for C. auris and other multi-drug-resistant organisms. The second details actions skilled nursing facilities need to take regarding delays with the pre-admission screening and resident review delays, Level 2 evaluations and determinations. Third, updated guidance on the use of melatonin in skilled nursing facilities. You can find links to these letters, as well as the rest of the articles in this issue, in LTC Connections Online under the Resources tab on WACA.org. In today's grassroots update, your voice shapes policy through the power of local stories. WACA members across the state have been engaged in our facility tours campaign since May. These tours have proved to be an effective avenue for telling local stories about providing and receiving quality care. Stories have the unique ability to ground challenges and uplift triumph through personal interactions, which makes storytelling an ideal way to leave a lasting impression about long-term care services. WACA continues to encourage our members to tell stories through pictures, in-person meetings, social media, and legislator tours. With only a few months left before the 2026 legislative session, now is the time to prioritize opportunities to share local stories. We love seeing your photos and hearing about your advocacy experiences, so don't forget to tag WACA when you post your stories on social media. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. Join WACA and Leading Age tomorrow, October 23rd, to learn about the Washington Clean Building Performance Standard. This free webinar will break down the law, which applies to buildings over 20,000 square feet and sets energy performance targets, benchmarking requirements, and compliance timelines. Learn how these standards affect your buildings and what you need to do to prepare. On October 28th, WACA will host a webinar to introduce you to the online request form for informal dispute resolution. Whether you are new to the IDR process or simply want a refresher, this training will equip you with the knowledge and confidence to successfully navigate the new online system. The RCS Survey Agency Fall Forum is coming up on November 12th. This quarterly virtual forum offers providers a unique opportunity to connect with RCS field managers and regional administrators. Topics this fall include emergency preparedness and infection control updates, and sessions will be held for both assisted living and skilled nursing facility providers. Pre-registration is now open for Assisted Living Care Academy, December 2nd to 9th. This intensive virtual workshop is for nurses, caregivers, and executive directors who want to learn more about running a wellness department and nursing services in assisted living. You can register for the full workshop, or just sign up for the nurse delegation session on December 9th. You can find more information, and register for each of these opportunities, on the events calendar on WACA.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.